Conference recording started.
Well, that was quite a journey, meeting with these beautiful doorways, all these teachers who have decided to go deeper into their own heart, into God, and love, whatever we wish to call the name of truth by. It was such a beautiful reminder for me as I merged with each of the teachers, feeling their thoughts, their feelings, their openings, their places of awakening, the systems around them, and became acutely aware of the beauty and grace of how each of us goes to God and how these states take us deeper and deeper into the light, and how at many times in the journey, the pathway, the teacher, or the religion, or the systems of the religion can be distractions. And so ultimately, I was so grateful to be present with these friends and feel their world, and their beautiful world, and have them feel mine, where they meet and then return even more deeply simply to the awakening as it comes uniquely through me, because the awakening really calls each person in their own way, and the community and the teachings around that can be a beautiful assistance at some time, and at other times they can just really be a profound distraction or a contraction into something that just really is ephemeral. So, and I've seen that with all teachers and the students around me and what happens around me. It's so funny. I was mentioning to someone how seeing that for so long, I thought it was something that would be avoidable or healable or not necessary. And so I thought I could tactfully set up my own satsangs and seminars in such a way that wouldn't occur. But of course it occurred. It's just part of the learning curve that we go through as humans. And get to be more and more compassionate and loving towards each other, because without love and compassion, the rest doesn't really matter, in my opinion. So again, I want to thank my beautiful friends and teachers and brothers and sisters along the way for being part of this wonderful journey. And I do want to emphasize that expression is only expression. And many times I'll express something and an hour later or a year later, someone will come to me as though that expression was some solid state holding me into some biographical existence. And you know, I feel compassion for that, because that kind of awareness comes from boxes we put ourselves in. But truly, expressions are only expressions, and identity is only a fleeting expression. And what is real is universal love. Thank you. This is Dr. Lori Moore.